present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Liz Fraser in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And we have three regular players of the game, as you've heard, and we welcome back after a long absence to take the fourth seat, or sometimes known as the ladies' chair, Elizabeth Fraser, or Liz Fraser, as she is. And we're going to begin the show with Peter Jones, but just remind you, they're going to try and speak, if they can, on some subject. I'll give them without hesitation, repetition, or deviation until they're challenged. Peter, the subject to begin the show is the biggest laugh I ever had. Would you talk on that one for 60 seconds, starting now?
One of the hugest laughs I think I ever had was in this very studio. I was chairman of a panel game. I've forgotten the name of it. And the subject of a second honeymoon came up, and I mentioned that my wife had suggested that we had one. And then I said, yes, certainly. And she said, where shall we go? And I suggested Lourdes. Well, everybody laughed on that occasion, and unfortunately, a number of people wrote in from all over the country complaining that I'd given offence and upset their religious sensitivities, you see. And, of course, the joke was really against me or my wife or both of us.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of wife.
Yes, your wife did come in more than once, Peter, so you repeated the word wife. So, Clement, you have a correct challenge for which you gain a point, and you take over the subject of the biggest laugh I ever had, and there are 15 seconds to go, starting now.
I suppose I've had laughs of a similar size to that of my colleague, Peter Jones, especially in a story about a man who was walking down a street, went into a shop and said, "Do you doctor cats?" To which the shopkeeper said, "Yes, we do," to which the customer...
Ian Messiter, observing the rules of the game correctly, blew the whistle after 60 seconds, which tells us, and whoever is speaking, as you know, at that particular moment, gains an extra point. So Clement Freud, though he was interrupted in the payoff of his story, got an extra point for speaking then. He's the only one to score in that round. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? The subject, which Ian has thought of for you, is going too far. Oh. Would you... Liz Fraser's challenged.
I just think he looks lovely.
I can't give you a bonus point for that. I think you've gone too far already. I'll ask Kenneth to talk on the subject for just a minute, if he can, starting now.
This actually occurred to me physically. I should have got another train at Kew and failed to do so, and did arrive at a place called Blackpool, but I should have arrived at Lytham.
And Liz Fraser has challenged.
Arrived twice.
Yes, he arrived twice, which is a very difficult thing
to do. Well, I think you should give people a chance to get underway. I mean...
Better to arrive twice than never to have gone to Crewe.
Liz Fraser, a point for a...
Crewe, it isn't.
A correct challenge, and you take the subject, and there are 48 seconds left. Going too far, starting now.
I don't think Kenneth ever goes too far. He hasn't a car to start with. I hate going very far. In fact, if I go more than about 100 yards, I feel as if I've been going for a very long walk. I'm not particularly... someone interrupt me.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
What hesitation.
Yes, a very definite and positive. Kenneth, a point to you and 33 seconds for going too far, starting now.
No, because it can be assumed as a part of the business of the actual giving off of energy and effervescence and buoyancy, and people could say, well, I don't think that amount of vehemence or emphasis is truly necessary. I think it's handy. Now, we're going a bit too far, do you
Clement see? Clement Freud, challenge.
What's the matter with him?
Repetition of I think.
I think he was wondering how long you could keep up that effervescent impossibility of going too far. 15 seconds, Clement, going too far, starting now.
John O'Groats and Land's End are two places which instantly spring to mind when you're thinking of going too far. The northern one would be reached through Watford, Sheffield, York, Bannockburn.
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
It was just slowing down to nothing.
And with you breathing in his ear...
Dreary itinerary, wasn't it?
I must explain to the listeners first that you were breathing down his ear, right into it all the time.
I wasn't. I was doing a mock kiss. That's to show you how much show affection in this day and age. There's too little of it about. There's too little of it about.
If anybody can keep
there?
Going to John O'Groats while someone's Kenneth dog, Williams giving
him.
Kenneth!
I'd love to see anyone take advantage of me.
You've gone too far.
Wait.
Eh?
You're going too far again.
Oh, sorry. What's the subject?
The subject is going too far.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And you've gone too far too much.
And who
too
gets
often.
It?
You get it.
Oh, good.
You'll have it in a minute if you're
How
not careful.
How long has he
got? You'll get it from Clement Freud if you start kissing him as he on his
How
way to John O'Groats.
I quite enjoyed it.
There's half a second, no, Kenneth, on no, going no. too far, starting now.
I did with a glass of port once. I was told to gargle and I drank it instead.
Well, Kenneth Williams got the extra point, speaking when the whistle went.
So I've gone into the lead, right?
Yes, with Clement Freud.
Oh. I'm sharing in the lead, then.
Yes,
I
that's
see.
What it means.
Mm, good.
And, Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is not going far enough. Would you talk on that one for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
In April 1958, I was invited to go to Caracas in Venezuela. And when I reached Red Hill...
Liz Fraser.
My finger... deviated.
Well, I'm afraid if you interrupt somebody when they're going and you haven't got a correct challenge, they get a point for an incorrect one. So, 50 seconds left, Clement, on not going far enough, starting now.
The local station master at Reigate said you haven't gone far enough. You have another 7,428 miles, which you should have...
And Peter Jones, the challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, very definitely, yes. And there are 40 seconds on not going far enough, Peter, starting now.
I've never thought that the best way to get to Caracas was via Reigate. I think a much better point of departure would be Southampton, and you wait until a liner arrives, and then you board it, having paid your fare.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation. You don't go to Southampton and wait for liners to arrive. You go to Southampton when they're in dock waiting for you to go. People arrived at Southampton waiting for liners to depart. There'd be an endless queue of them.
Well,
the arranged travel in that fashion. Mm. Well, where do you come from? Have you ever been abroad?
Kenneth, you're going too far again. Obviously, it's much better to go to Southampton when the ship has docked.
Do you think I could support Peter Jones? Because I have interest in a hotel in Southampton.
So,
we are tremendously in favour of people coming down and waiting for the boat to Caracas.
Well, Clement,
we call them permanent customers.
Come on, not going far enough, Peter, is still with you, and there are 27 seconds left starting now.
It was because of strikes. That's why I suggested a stay of a few days. Better still, go to Liverpool, and you don't have to put up at a shoddy hotel. You can get straight on
Clement
to the
Freud
boat.
Clement Freud has challenged you. And he's trying to think of one.
No, it's deviation.
Why?
There are no shoddy hotels outside Liverpool.
I could think of many, but I'm not going to name them on the program.
If you go to Liverpool, you don't have to stay in a shoddy hotel. That's reasonable.
Peter, I quite agree with you. You have a point for an incorrect challenge, and you have 17 seconds on not going far enough, starting now.
Caracas is in South America, and that's where a great deal of oil comes.
Kenneth Williams has
repetition. He said Caracas in his last lot.
Kenneth, you have 13 seconds, having got a point for a correct challenge, not going far enough, starting now.
The sergeant instructor, when I was in the army, said, take your bayonet, rush down the field, and stick it in that sawdust dummy. And I failed. I said, I love people. Ah, I don't want to stick things in them.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of stick.
There are 2 seconds, Clement, on not going far enough, starting now.
Watford Junction.
Well, Clement's getting in then again just before the whistle, gained the extra point, and has increased his lead over Kenneth Williams at the end of that round, followed by Peter Jones and Liz Fraser in that order. Liz, your turn to begin. The subject is making whoopee. Can you, now having lit up your cigar, tell us how you make whoopee in just a minute, starting now?
Making whoopee is one of my favourite songs. In fact, I'm very fond of music. I play records and cassettes and sit and enjoy for hours the recordings that are on the player.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Oh, she was just going to a dreary halt.
Kenneth, there are 43 seconds on making whoopee, starting now.
This is done in various different ways. One of the most pleasant, of course, is to go to Battersea Funfair and have this candy floss. Get
Clement
it all
Freud.
Wrapped around your...
has challenged you.
Who? Battersea Funfair's closed.
Whose side's you on?
It hasn't been permanently closed.
No, it's probably all the better for the type of whoopee he had in mind.
Oh. Well, he can still go there and make whoopee, even if it's still closed, can't he?
Yes.
He can make his own little whoopee there. He wasn't deviating from the subject on the card. So, Kenneth, you have 36 seconds to continue on making whoopee starting now.
And on one occasion, I did it by a sandwich party. I thought it was to be indoors and turned up in a delightful lounge suit, only to find it was carrying sandwich boards in the gutter. I was a
Peter Jones's challenge.
Repetition of sandwich.
Yes, and the boards. Peter, you have the subject and another point and 25 seconds on making whoopee starting now.
Eddie Cantor sang that song originally in one of the first talking pictures, I remember, and it was during the very late 20s, possibly early 30s. And I visualized at the time, being an innocent boy at school, that making whoopee was a pastime reserved for incredibly sophisticated adults. And I couldn't really wait until...
You've got some more points then, Peter. You're one behind Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams, who are now equal in the lead. And your turn to be in the next round. Peter, the subject is changing a faulty article. Would you talk on that for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
Well, it is a public duty, I think, to raise the standards of manufactured goods, because many of them are faulty nowadays, and in fact, if you return one, you're quite likely to get a similar...
Liz Fraser challenged.
Hesitate.
Yes, Liz, you have the subject now. Changing a faulty article starting now. Oh, you want to know the time? It's 46 seconds left, starting now.
I didn't ask to know the time, but thank you very much.
Clement Freud challenge.
Deviations.
Why?
She wasn't answering the question. She was talking about the time.
Exactly. Well, no, it doesn't matter. It could have been applied to changing a faulty article. You have a point there, Liz, for an incorrect challenge.
Thank you very
and
much.
And you have 45 seconds for changing a faulty article starting now.
I had a faulty
And you've been challenged again by Clement Freud.
I'd like to give another point for another incorrect challenge.
You have 43 seconds for changing a faulty article starting now.
The most expensive faulty article to change, I think, these days is a car. Unfortunately, with the industry being as it is at the moment, frequently we are the possessors of automobiles which have to have things done to it, and...
Clement Freud was challenged.
Automobiles which have to have things done to it would be a deviation of grammar.
And I would agree. And you get a point and you have 25 seconds
That's
on...
That's absolutely right.
Changing a faulty wheel, 25 seconds, Clement, starting now.
Changing a faulty article.
Sorry, yes, changing a faulty...
Gets his job as chairman. I can't even read what's on the card. It's a joke.
Yeah, this subject's creating a lot of faulty problems with me. Changing a faulty article, 25 seconds, starting now.
I think all members of the Just a Minute team will remember when we...
Liz Fraser challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Clement's face moved.
A bonus point for a good challenge, but it's got nothing to do with the show. And Clement gets a point for the incorrect challenge before that, and he carries on with 19 seconds left, starting now.
The day we went to the Director General of the British Broadcasting Corporation, asking him to change the chairman of this panel game. A faulty article such as that Nicholas Parsons, we cried, must not be allowed to continue in office for 1 minute further, or 60 seconds.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Oh, it's libelous. I couldn't go along with that. I didn't go along.
A crawler. Crawling round, you're trying to get points.
Actually, I didn't go along to complain about...
Look at him.
To complain about the chairman, because I know very well what it's like when that sort of thing is done to you.
As they're all against me at this moment except Peter Jones, give Peter Jones a point
and
the subject.
Rely...
you don't
And there's half a
I wouldn't
second.
Go in a delegation and complain to the Director General, because I think if you write enough anonymous letters, that ought to...
Peter Jones, you have 1/5 of a second to continue on the subject of changing a faulty article, starting now.
Yes, as well.
And Chalman Challenge. I'm sorry, Clement Freud did challenge before the whistle. What was your challenge, Clement?
Hesitation, I thought.
Rubbish. 1/5 of a second.
It's a rather difficult decision to make, but I will give the benefit of the doubt to Peter Jones. In the 1/5 of a second, I don't think he hesitated, so he has 2 points there.
And a 1/10 of a second.
And he has that 1/10 of a second to continue on changing a faulty article, starting now.
Well, I think that's...
Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject, Edward the Sixth. Would you talk on that historical subject for just a minute, starting now?
This unfortunate young king was the result of the union between Jane Seymour and Henry VIII, and was a great espouser of the Lutheran cause, and it's significant that during his reign, the Protestant prayer book was introduced into England and had an enormously far-reaching effect, which I think it would be almost impossible in terms of logistics or indeed statistics to totally evaluate for the modern European intelligence. His uncle, as you all know, was called the Lord Protector and was originally Seymour, but then was replaced by...
Liz Fraser's challenge.
Seymour twice.
Yes, we did have James
Seymour.
Well,
it Seymour was before. Very good stuff. And a lot more interesting than you did contribute.
I thought it was marvellous.
Right to interfere. You've done loads of things wrong which we weren't picking you up for earlier on when you were burbling on about some old faulty rubbish you had to repair.
The audience showed their appreciation of your magnificent effort. Liz, you have a correct challenge in 20 seconds on Edward VI, starting now.
So that was Edward VI. I wasn't quite sure, but now you've said the little bit of history that you have, I recollect that he was very young when he came to the throne, and indeed he was very young when he...
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Young twice.
Yes.
Yes. Clement, you have 7 seconds on Edward VI starting now.
In fact, it was 1547 when he acceded to the throne, and 1553 when he died.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of 15.
Oh.
Yes. half a second, Edward VI, Peter, starting now.
He had a rather melancholy thought.
So Peter Jones got in again before the whistle, and he's taken the lead at the end of that round. Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is banquets. Would you tell us something about those in 60 seconds, starting now?
Edward VI only had a very small banquet when he came to the throne, mainly because he was young, and it was 1547, and 6 years later he died. But I went to a banquet the other day and began with ptarmigan, which starts with a P, which wouldn't have been a bad idea today, and followed with broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broad beans.
Peter Jones,
what did the Brussels sprouts begin with?
A seed in the ground.
But if he's going to spell out ptarmigan and tell us how that begins...
But you didn't challenge on that, and it's too late now.
Because I knew you wouldn't have accepted it.
Clement keeps the subject, and there are 32 seconds on banquet starting now.
My old granny...
Peter's challenged again.
Hesitation.
No, he did it to you, and I didn't give it to you. I mean, I gave it to you against Clement. So, Clement, it's incorrect. 31 seconds on banquet starting now.
One of my elderly nursemaids used to say, challenge on Brussels sprouts and repeat on baked beans.
Kenneth Williams, let's challenge.
This nursemaid and the recollections he has of her dreary conversation has nothing at all to do with banquets. Therefore, it's deviation.
Kenneth, you have 26 seconds on banquet starting now.
The Elizabethans had colossal ones. And served and
stuffed aubergine and marvellous great birds with things coming out of their mouths.
Yes. Fraser has challenged.
I don't think the Elizabethans had aubergines.
You must be mad.
Eleanor of Aquitaine, she was doing stuffed aubergines before you had our dinner.
Kenneth, you have 10 seconds on banquet starting now.
And the toastmaster would rise and cry out, "My lords, ladies and gentlemen, I now call upon..."
Liz Fraser's challenge.
I think that's incorrect, because if it was at an Elizabethan...
We've passed on from that. We're not on the Elizabethan now, dear. You don't have to stay on that. We go on to another banquet.
The toastmaster would probably say, "Your Royal Highness," before...
Well, it depends
lords,
who was there, Liz.
Well, the Queen was there.
We've passed on from that banquet. We've gone to another one.
Liz, this is the problem if you don't pay attention.
I went to a banquet the other day and the Queen wasn't there.
He wasn't actually deviating from the subject of banquets, Liz, so he gets another point and 2 seconds on the subject starting now.
And then they would don these huge mantles.
Liz, it's your turn to begin. My best dress. Would you talk about it for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
My best dress is one that Kenneth Williams lent me last year. I liked this one very much indeed. It was pale pink with sequins and a flared skirt which came to the ground. And I said to him, "But are you sure you can spare this dress?" And he assured me that he could, because he had so many more left in his wardrobe. However, I then discovered it was all a joke, so I then got rid of this particular garment, and usually I wear trousers. I go into shops with the greatest intent...
Peter Jones...
Trousers don't have anything to do with her dress, so it must be a deviation.
Yes, you've gone off onto trousers.
Well, I was going to explain...
Ah, yes, you were going into a shop, weren't you? That's right, because you could have gone into a dress shop or something like that. Yes,
yes.
You were just mentioned the trousers en passant, and he was a bit sharp, I quite agree, Liz.
He was
you have
rather sharp.
Another point, and you have 26 seconds on my best dress starting now.
I go into a shop with the intention of buying a dress and invariably purchase trousers, because I am usually wearing that type of male apparel rather than the female apparel. I never...
Peter Jones has challenged.
There was a bit of repetition.
Yes, trousers, shop, dress and apparel.
Oh. Have you no gallantry?
You were listening.
At all? That girl was desperately trying to get underway. Have you no gallantry? Your man.
She got underway for 46 seconds. And I was quite generous to her before, so I didn't think she'd mind me pointing out the mistakes then, especially as I want Peter to have the subject of my dress. Peter, you have 13 seconds to talk about my best dress, starting now, dear.
Well, it's a very simple affair. It's dove grey with a little lace at the throat, and I usually wear it with the Jones pearls, on occasion with white gloves, which set off the...
Well, I've just received a message to say we have no more time, alas, so we have to wind up the proceedings, and I will now tell you the final score at the end of this contest of just a minute. Liz Fraser did very well. She came fourth, about 3 points behind her. Kenneth Williams, who was only 2 points behind Clement Freud, and Clement finished 1 point behind this week's winner, who was Peter Jones. We hope you've enjoyed just a minute from all of us here. Goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.